Well, as the futures had predicted, the Australian share market got off to a weaker start in early trade on Monday. At its worst point, the ASX 200 was down by around 27 points. So it has recovered since then. It's down by 12 points. And if you look at the themes, there's only one sector that's actually posting a meaningful improvement, and that's energy. That all turns around the meeting that was held by OPEC and non-OPEC producers at the weekend in Algeria. And they actually elected not to make any meaningful increase to output. So oil prices increased, and this all turns around the fact that there isn't any measure that is meeting the shortfall when it comes to Iranian supply, given the fact that there are sanctions being applied to that country coming up very shortly. In any case, oil search is up by around 1.3%, evidence of the sector improving. Mining stocks are a mixed picture, bearing in mind that they were the most improved group last week as far as materials stocks were concerned. So today BHP is up by the better part of a percent, but Fortescue Metals is down by 1.5%. Within the miners, gold stocks did particularly well last week, but they're giving back a little bit of ground today. So Saracen Minerals is down by the most part of 4%. Within the gold space, actually Regis Resources has made a takeover bid for Capricorn Metals. That stock is only a junior miner, and the shares are up by 50%. Regis is down by the better part of 7%. Banks, again, they were one of the better improved groups last week on a solid recovery. They are a mixed picture in early trade today. The ANZ and NAB groups are up by around 0.4%, but the CBA down by 1%. Sims Metals Group is down by 10% on the back of an earnings downgrade. The Aussie dollar took a knock early on in Asian trade, but it's recovered since. It's at 72.7 US cents.